June 21st, 2006, Board of Directors meeting of the Oceano Community Services District is hereby called to order. Roll call, please.
President Bell.
Here.
Vice President Bookout.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Director
Hill. Here.
Okay, if you'd all stand and please join me for the flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. This takes us to board member items for discussion. We added that back in. I wasn't even aware of it. Okay. So we have a board member's item for discussion. Is there anyone who has anything?
Yep.
Okay.
Just to mention, the Finance Committee will meet on Monday at 4 p.m. Here at the district office.
Okay. Moving on to item number four, public comment. Anyone interested in addressing the board at this time?
Good evening, President Dahl, board members. My name is Mark Wampler. I'd like to also make mention of our friends at AGP Video who make these televised meetings possible. Our district has been transformed since that time last year. And I continue to encourage everyone to support televised meetings through AGP Video, who's done an excellent job. I'd like to comment about our streets. Some time back, I took a little cruise through our town, and I just wanted to look at our streets. Did you know that there are three different kinds of sidewalks we have here in Oceano? I counted them. There are three different sizes of sidewalks, not to mention the asphalt berm they call, according to Public Works, this little curb. In addition to just our plain streets with nothing. And when I moved out back here in mid-60s, I did a little mental trip back to when what the streets looked like back then and what they look like now. Our streets look a whole lot better back in the 60s than they do now. Obviously, we've got construction here and there. We've got a hodgepodge line will protect low-income families that need protection from a curb, gutter, and sidewalk. And this is appalling. And what incentives do these low-income families have to improve their properties? Actually, not at all. In fact, they're deterred. If they were to add as much as 20% to their square footage, they would have to cough up another $8,000 to $10,000 and more to pay for the county's curb gutters and sidewalks. I find this really disparaging. It's very discouraging. No wonder people don't want to improve their properties. There are no new storm drains being constructed or planned. There's no drainage system. And yet there's this continual buildup of curbs, gutters, and sidewalks at private owners' expense. So what's the answer? I think the answer is for this district to get some resolve and decide to take the matters and the budget into their own hands. LAFCO will provide that this district can provide and take care of their own streets. And the first question is, well, where are we going to get the money? Well, the money is real simple, actually. CDBG money, federal block grant money, is available. This district, since 1995, has procured roughly $2.4 million. That 2.4 would take care of approximately one-third of Oceano's curb, gutter, and sidewalk, and I've got the stats to prove it. Can this district do it? I would like not to hear say we can't do anything. I think we can do something. It's a matter of resolve, willpower, and it's a matter of having a vision for our streets here in Oceano. Let's really consider this. Let's take the bull by the horns. Let's decide that we can change it. Let's take the money that the county will decide, whoever. But let's take that money and let it stay here. Let's do something about our streets. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to address the board at this time? Okay. It takes us on to item number five, which is closed sessions, and there are none at this meeting, which will take us to six, review and approval of the minutes of June 14th, 2006. Is there any public comment on the minutes of June 14th, 2006? Okay, anyone at the board?
I'll move the approval of the minutes of June 14th, 2006.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carries 4-0. Moving on to item number 7. Any questions or comments from the board? Cabby. Received and filed. Okay, item number 8, fire items. Mr. Cooney.
Okay, last meeting it was brought up about the disclosure requirement. According to our friends at CalPERS, we have met those requirements by including all the material that I included in our public agenda. But just to highlight it, I am, again, including it this evening. So this is the disclosure of the actuarial assumptions that went into the firefighters' participation in the CalPERS plan for the Oceana Community Service District.
Thank you.
So this is just basically an information item.
Great. Thank you. Any public comment on the CalPERS disclosure? Any comments, questions from the board? Okay, that is also received and filed. Okay, item number 9A, cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines.
This is our continuing disclosure for the damage caused by the December 23rd, 2003 earthquake. And requires a four-fifths vote.
Okay, thank you. Any public comment on this item? Okay, anyone from the board? Any comments, questions, motions?
I'll move that we continue the action of declaration of emergency after the Cincinnati Main earthquake.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
President?
Yes. Item number 9B, relief from extraordinary utility billing.
We had a utility customer approach us asking us to adjust their bill based on the fact that they found a break in their water line. As you can see by the attachment to the staff report, this is their report or their request. And district policy to bring this to the board of directors for consideration for adjustment.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Hill?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, item number 10, administrative items. This is the adoption of the 2006-2007 budget. We're going to take these resolutions together, I take
well,
it?
Well, I think first, can I go through
sure.
This? Sure. Okay. We have prepared, based on comments received, and you know, as you can see, this is still a work in progress. And what we will do is after this evening's discussions, we will prepare a final form of the budget. We have included an errata page here of all the things that need to be mentioned since the final document was the semi-final document was prepared. If you want me to go through these individually, I can. I think they're pretty self-explanatory. You know, they're typographical errors. They're you know, for some reason the computer program that runs this thing is jinxed. I mean, I was here one night putting things into like 10 o'clock. And I didn't touch the computer. All I did was touch the saved thing. Came back in the morning. Absolutely none of it was there. I couldn't believe it. And I mean, and so what we were doing is as we did a page, we started printing them out one at a time, so we didn't lose that stuff. So there, you know, if you see anything else in here that you'd like, you know, changed or modified or whatever, be glad to do that. But I guess the two things is that there's the errata page. As I said, I could go through those individually if you'd like. There's nothing really major. The Page 15 and 16 are really the summary pages, which are, again, attached. It's, revenues exceed expenditures, you know, the budget is in balance for the next year. The one thing that was added to the summary pages is the matching funds for the sewer. That is the $85,000 is based on what we're hoping to be about $1 million worth of grants. We'll see how that goes.
That's excellent. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, that's my error that it was.
Sewer.
Yeah, from the Sand District.
Yeah. We've not been notified of this.
Well, $6,000, and.
Have to come out
is
of
that,
board
is that notification?
What?
Comes out of board member salaries, I think.
Well, and then.
They will send it. They'll send us a notice. I mean, we'll have to cover it. I mean,
I just found out, so I just thought while you're fixing your budget, perhaps you'd want to fix that too. Then let me ask you, the water discharge reporting program that they do for you.
Yeah.
Do we have that budgeted in there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How much did we budget?
10,000, 15,000. No.
My question is because, no, well, I mean, I was questioning that they were budgeting $62,000 for next year, and I told them I thought that was a little not for us, but I mean for the total, and I thought that was a little excessive.
I honestly think if they do something like that, I mean, we have not been notified about it. If they do that, what happened is that the managers of Oceano, Aurora Grande, and Grover Beach got together and suggested to the sanitation district it would be cheaper for them to prepare one report than the three of us to prepare three individual reports. But I think it's if it's at the tune of $60,000,
no.
I think I'd be changing my position.
They're looking at it because I thought that $62,000 for that item. I'm looking after our money, you see, when I'm over there. Because this year it's only going to be $10,000. I mean, come on, it isn't going to cost an extra $52,000.
Well, the other is it's already done. I mean,
it has to be done every.
The boilerplate part is done. I mean, you know, it's not. You know, you don't have the first year is the tough one where you have to kind of.
Well, I mean,
put the entire package together, and after that, you've got
you're reinventing the wheel.
So you forgive me for being late because I was rattling the cage a little bit, and. Let's see, Sand District's Zone 1-1A is going to be $17,370 for this next year. That's from the 218. And they had budgeted $40,000, and I said, no, it's a little too much. And they said, well, you know, meetings or a few things like that. I said, you only go to San Luis, so no. So I think maybe $25,000 is what they're going to budget, but that should be, don't you think that should be ample, Jim, for any other stuff?
Sounds probably.
And, you know, as I've sort of said in the past, the budget is a blueprint of where we're going. Next month at this time, I could be here and say, well, you know, we need to make some adjustment. I mean, if something comes up or if there's, you know, some good news someplace, we can, you know, incorporate that into our document. Do you want to take these? I think we need to take these separately because there's one is the appropriation limitation and the second is the budget.
Okay. Before we go on to the resolutions, let me go to public comment on where we're at so far. Is there any public comment on the budget at this time? Okay, let's go on to the resolutions.
I'll move the adoption of OCSD Resolution 2006-12, resolution adopting the 2006-2007 fiscal year budget.
Second.
Okay, then the question is that including the 6,000?
No, we haven't received notice of that yet. I mean, I guess that she, you know, that Director Mann brought up another point is that We are not expecting a $20,000. You know, if you're talking $60,000 for the report, we're not expecting that. So I mean, these are things we would be dealing with the Sand District. Sometimes these issues through discussion with the managers can just be dealt with. You know, the Sand District. You know, I've been able to, and so is Don Spagnoli and people like that, been able to just have the Sand District deal with these things, you know, rather than, you know, taking the time to do all this billing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know where the $6,000 is going right at this moment.
Okay, well.
But we have the money for it. I mean, yeah. If you $6,000 on a $3.8 million budget is not, you know, it's not going
to. Yeah, we'll just deal with it when it comes in then.
Fine, what the heck.
Okay. Any additional comments or questions from the board? Okay, any public comment on this resolution? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Vice President Buckow?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes.
No action needed. We'd have to go to the county for them to change our percentage rate anyway, because we don't do any taxing here.
Okay.
We should send a letter to the governor thanking him for, you know, not having to deal with that onerous issue of too much money.
Yeah. Questions, comments from the board? Okay, public comment on this resolution? Okay, bringing it back to the board, I'll entertain a motion.
Move that we do resolution number 2006-13, determination of appropriation limitations for fiscal year 2006-07.
Second that.
Okay, a motion of second. Roll call, please.
Director Mann?
Yes.
Director Hill?
Yes.
Vice President Buckow?
Yes.
President Dahl?
Yes. Okay, this takes us on to item number 11. This is the reports of district representatives, and I'll go first. We had a Zone 11A meeting, and where the advisory committee is at right now is we're starting to put together a memorandum of understanding between all the groups that have anything to do with the creek and surrounding areas, and Arroyo Grande is kicking this off via their mayor, and they've already started things with their setbacks from building along the creek areas, and they're putting that together and then going to be contacting other organizations and groups to see where they can help out. Some may be a little more extensive, some may be just in as far as public awareness, and that'll be the next thing that's what's currently being worked on and where that's going. That's all I have to report at this point. Vice President Buckow.
On June 19th, we had our OCM advisory meeting. And the big issue at the meeting was the parks and recreation, the potential park at the elementary school here in Oceano. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., we're having a meeting looking at park in Pismo's right by the Judkins School. I don't know the name of the park, but making it kind of similar in size as that park. It's not a gigantic park, but it would just bring a great benefit to our community. Emphasizing the tot lot a little bit more, you know, we have a very large amount of families over there, and this would give them a way to be part of the community and enjoy time with their children on a little swing set. Very good. And I've this meeting's at 10 tomorrow at the school, room 6. The other thing is, it was just at the meeting, we had it was just informational items only. There was a pavement management plan, county roads conditions. So maybe some of that money that they're budgeting might actually come to Oceano and a little bit more emphasis in getting some money here in Oceano for our roads. That's it.
Director Buckout, one of the things as far as road goes, as we start our sewer renovation, we will obviously be tearing up some streets. And hopefully we can do, in partnership with the county, what we were able to do on North Wing, Juanita, and McCarthy, and get some more streets paved within our community.
That's beautiful.
We get a partnership there.
Yeah. I drove down those streets the other day, and I was amazed at the improvement that was done to them. So that'll really help us out here in the future in Oceano. We can get more of that.
One other thing we discussed at the meeting, if I might, is that we're going to write a letter to State Parks dealing with several of the issues where we think we can partner with State Parks. One is the congestion, dealing with the congestion on Pier Avenue. The other is the parking for the people who utilize the state beach so they don't park all over the community. The third area is the creation of an air-up station so that the people can air up before they actually get on the Grand coming off the beach. Figuring out a way that people can turn left out of the businesses on the north side of Pier going east, because you're trying to get past all that traffic going in is tough. So, and then any other issue that State Parks would feel that it would be good to partner with. And what we would do is get together with the state, help the rest of the community, because, you know, a lot of people who go down to the beach park all throughout the community down on Seaside and, you know, other places. So we can address those issues. That's one of the things we...
Yeah, we also kind of talked, you know, a little bit that the state parks have done stuff down there, which shows that they have an interest in improving that area. And this might even, I think they should probably take this and make this even more improvements to that community down there.
Okay, great. Thank you. Is that all, Bill?
Yes.
Okay. Director Mann.
I went to the Sand District today for their budget review. And we passed the budget with some changes that are to be made between now and the 1st of July when it has to be submitted to the county so that the county will continue to write checks for the Sand District. If they don't have their budget in, they won't write checks for them. So that was rather urgent. But they will make some of those changes, I'm sure. Do I have anything else on there? I don't think so.
Fire consolidation?
Oh, the fire consolidation meeting, I wasn't able to attend. David wasn't either. So I believe it was canceled due to lack of appropriate number.
There's only three people there.
Yeah.
So. Was Pismo there?
Just the city manager.
Okay. All right. And
you were the host, so it's a good thing that he showed up.
Yeah. Is that everything?
That's all.
Okay. Director Hill?
Nothing for this item.
Okay. Any board questions from anybody? Have any questions? What's going on so far?
I'm pleased to hear the discussion of partnering with the Parks Department about Pier Avenue traffic, and your comment is well taken about the businesses on the north side of the street for people trying to get out going east. It's like a complete roadblock there, and you might spend hours trying to get across that. Maybe the inbound lanes could be in the middle with two outbound lanes on either side or something like that. I'm glad to hear that those kind of ideas are being discussed, and with the parking issues there too. Also happy to hear the thoughts of partnering with the county with the success that we've had on repaving streets after sewer work, that we may hopefully continue that with the county. That was quite a... Understand the goal of the county is to support and promote low-income housing in the community and throughout the county. And I believe that the way that we handle the existing sidewalk ordinance here is counterproductive and has an unintended consequence of making low-income housing unnecessarily expensive. and that is by requiring each individual person to each individually contract for a block of sidewalk that ultimately results in probably the highest possible cost for sidewalk that could be arranged. And I would hope that we would, as Mr. Wampler suggested, perhaps pursue grants in conjunction with the county, or I would urge County Public Works to do that, possibly modify the sidewalk ordinance such that entire blocks could be sidewalked at one time for minimal cost, economies of scale and so forth, rather than the rather extreme burden on some of our residents trying to improve their properties the way the thing is handled now. So I'm sympathetic to that comment. And last but not least, again, I respectfully request that public comment would be brought back at the end of meetings.
Okay, anybody else have any questions on the report so far?
No, are we on direct?
We're still on reports by district representatives.
No.
Public comment, I feel it's time possibly bring that back. It's this meeting went from 6:30 to, or 6:45 to 7:20, and you can see our attendance out there. We have three people from the public, and I definitely would like to start hearing the public have the opportunity to speak at the end of the meetings.
Anyone else have anything on reports by district representatives? Okay, any public comment on the reports of district representatives?
I think the key word with regard to the county is cooperation. And with regards to our park, proposed park at the Oceano Elementary School, if cooperation can work for our benefit, then that's good. Do we like the decisions that the county is making for us? That's the question we need to ask. We need to ask that with regards to the airport land use ordinance, okay, that you're dealing with there at the advisory committee, you know, Angelo's or any of those areas, those businesses there, the coffee shop, and trying to head back east. My thought was is if they just get in the right-hand lane, go past the kiosk and flip a U-turn, and maybe they can go out that way. That might be an idea. I don't know. Just turn right and you don't think that works, huh? Well, okay. I'm looking at your shaking head over here. Okay, let's have an overpass then or something. Have an exchange like a, I don't know, I'm being silly now. Okay, but hey, we guys get the ideas on the table and we'll figure something out. Okay, thanks.
Are we on director comments now?
Just about.
Okay.
Okay, any other public comment on reports by district representatives? Okay, this takes us to number 12, board member items for discussion.
I got one. Okay. Talking about Pier Avenue and coming out of Angelo's, I tried it going right and they about run over you because then they think you're trying to crowd to get onto the beach. So you just kind of edge out and you smile and you go like this and they let you turn left. I don't have any problem getting out of there. I don't think Gina does. Of course, you know, we just know how to smile at the people.
I don't have any problem getting out, but getting to the parking lot to walk on the beach
is
a problem.
Yeah, that's harder. Because if you try to turn right, though, they think you're trying to crowd in on them to go to the beach, and they get upset about that. But good idea. My other public comment, my other director comment, is LAFCO. It's more than happy to take your application fee if you want to try to get something else. That's how LAFCO supports gets support or revenue is from the fees that are done by districts wanting to take on something else or do something people, whatever. But you have to have the money to support your idea first. You go up there and you say, I want to do roads, and they say, well, that's really great. And you say, and I know I can do them better than the county, and they would probably say, yeah, you probably could. And then they say, but do you have the money right now to do that? And you don't, and that ends it right then and there. If you don't have the money to support it, you don't get it. It's who financially, who is most financially able to do the work is how that goes under the rules, the state rules or whatever. Just like, you know, you look at Las Osas. If they don't have the money they don't get to do it. Mad when we say, oh, look, this doesn't add up, or here's an error, or gee, could you put a little more in the narrative? I really appreciate your cooperation on that particular subject, Mr. Cooney. And all the departments, Mike and Phil, who's not here tonight, for their input for their particular budget sections. And I just wish we had more money to be able to do more things, but we don't. That's my comments.
Anyone else, board member items for discussion?
I'd also like to compliment the staff and thank you for all the hard work on the budget, Mike and Phil, Gina, and Mitch especially. Good job on that. It's a big project to get out every year.
And I, too, would like to compliment every one of you. Did a great job, and this went really smooth and easy. I also would like to mention the we talked about at the Ocean Advisory meeting, we came up here recently. We talked at the parking lot down there. The state owns one portion of the parking lot to the right, and I believe the county owns the other. But the state's is semi-paved, and the county is unpaved. That would probably be a benefit if we could get that parking lot paved down there. It was also mentioned that to the left, there used to be parking there, and the ramp used to go straight towards more to past the key house. Adding more parking down there would be a great benefit to our community. It wasn't talked about a pier, but a pier would be even a little bit more benefit.
I think this is one of the things where maybe we can get the county to donate that their area to the state, and the state could then pave it.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Put in a nice big section for them to air up when they come off the beach.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Since we brought up the Juanita streets and everything, that is, you know, again, I'd also like to thank staff for the work. I know that we would end up with really bad roads like they were before had you not have gone through the extra effort of arranging that cooperation with the county. Hopefully, we can continue that with the future, as you were suggesting. And I do know that this budget was rather not difficult for us, this extensive workload that you guys are putting out. And hopefully you'll be able to get that computer problem taken care of.
We're just trying to figure out which one of you guys are coming in. That's what I mean. Just want to make sure we're staying busy enough.
Yeah. So again, thank you for your efforts. Look forward to a great next year. So, is there any public comment on the board member items for discussion? Okay. Takes us on to the warrants, which there are none. Moves us on to written communication. Any written communications?
We received one letter that will be distributed from an individual, one of our utility customers, Joel Derringer. It's about a water bill that he received in February, and I got that yesterday. We'll be receiving that.
Okay. And we also need to cancel our meeting of June 28th, 2006. So is there a procedure we need to go through to do that? Or
you just adjourned to July
12th.
12th.
Okay. All right. Anything else before we adjourn? Okay, we are adjourned to July 12th, 2006.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.